Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Ernest, what's up? Look, today I want to talk to you about something that's been on my mind, a real weight on my shoulders. You know, we all have these moments, big or small, that just stick with us. When we don't talk about these things, then they can start to affect our lives in unexpected ways. That's why having a space to express these feelings is so important. I know firsthand the benefits of therapy. It's been transformative for my friends and family. Therapy can help you learn crucial skills like setting boundaries and developing coping strategies. It's not just about dealing with major events. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life, allowing you to become the best version of yourself. So if you've been thinking about therapy, BetterHelp can be a great option for you. It's entirely online, which makes it super convenient and adaptable to your busy schedule. You start by filling out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists at any time if you feel the need without any additional cost. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earnyourleisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earnyourleisure. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now.
Let's talk about Amazon. So Amazon buys one medical for $3.9 billion. We got two stories on Amazon.
Yeah.
So let's talk about this first one, about them buying one medical for $3.9 billion. So what does that mean, and how has that helped rise the stock how will that help rise the stock over the next couple of years? What does that mean as far as them buying one medical for $3.9 billion?
Yeah, I mean, Amazon, you guys start.
No, Troy, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, you know, Amazon is still one of my favorite companies, but we said this for a long time. How do we add? This is the same thing that we didn't see with Snap when we're trying acquisitions. And so we knew that the number one e-commerce business and probably next year, by the early next year, will be Amazon. And what field haven't they really conquered? And that's healthcare. And so how do you do it? You go get a healthcare company. And so it's interesting because the feedback has been a little shaky, right? Well, people are looking at it, wait, there has to be something against this, like the privacy here, right? If one medical, a lot of people use that to record their blood pressure, their resting heart rates, and their lab tests. And now Amazon has access to that. And so there's a couple ways they can use it. Obviously, they can ship you your information or your medicine to you directly, obviously with Amazon Prime, but what else could they do with it? Is it an invasion of privacy? And so obviously there's regulations and government regulations that they have to abide by to do it. But people are like, I didn't sign up to One Medical for Amazon to have all this information about me. And so it's an interesting type of situation right now.
From a stock and investment perspective, I think it's a good acquisition. One Medical being a subscription base, which a lot more companies want Apple to do as well. And that's, we told you guys last year, Amazon, Google, and Apple will all go into the healthcare arena very soon. This is like the first iteration of it. But in addition to that, I know there's going to be pushback initially, but I think it's going to be amazing to see customers be able to get their medical or their prescriptions from one place, fitness stuff. Chamath brought up how Whole Foods and the diet can be integrated. Mm-hmm. And from an investment standpoint, if you're looking at a store, you can't like Kroger, Walgreens, Walmart, we'll talk about that in a second. You can't compete with them now. Literally almost everything with the exception of a car that you need, you can now get from Amazon. Even when we buy equipment, like I love B&H, but if I order from Amazon, it's going to come a hell of a lot faster. So if now I can get medical data a lot faster, and if they bring on the right people on terms of a board, and they need to make a statement about those privacy issues, but I think if they get a good spokesperson, they'll be fine. The blowback I get, people are worried about big tech, but the truth is we have no privacy now anyway. To whatever data you're trying to hide, I know some dudes in Brooklyn who can get all your information for $2,000 right now.
Easy, Brooklyn.
Listen. Easily, right?
Easy, Brooklyn.
Listen, Brooklyn pastors,
they gotta relax. Listen,
a pastor should not have $400,000 with you.
Eesh.
Wow.
Wowzers.
I'm just saying.
I need an investigation on the man in the chair. I'm just keeping it real. He didn't budge and flip.
He didn't even think about it.
He didn't even. I thought, I'm like, yo, is he praying?
He did not. He did not think about it. He
didn't move, bro.
It'd be the ones next to you.
Didn't think about
it. Nah, man. What psalm was he on? That's why I really wouldn't. You know what's interesting though, Ian? We gotta stop.
Somebody gonna get a text tomorrow. Why would y'all talk about?
I looked into One Medical, right? And I had no idea, right? Obviously, they purchased the company, but I looked into it. Do you know what the subscription model is for them? How much it costs?
How much was it? $3,000?
It's $199 a month.
What?
$199 a month. So they track your blood rate, your resting heart rate. They check your labs results and they renew your prescriptions. And so now if you have all that information, obviously that's how you can get your medication a lot quicker. But at $199 a month, if you think about that, like Amazon Prime is what? One something a year?
Probably like 110 now.
110 a year? You add $199 a month. Let's say you had 1 million customers. That's, I mean, you're talking about adding revenue models? Not a bad acquisition.
But then with already subscription.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Not a month, a year. $199 a year. I'm sorry.
But then Amazon has already entered the space by purchasing PillPack.
Yep.
Which Absolutely. Nas was invested in. So when you start to see, healthcare is the biggest industry in America.
By far.
So yes. If you look at the American budget, when we were teaching in the classroom, we had a lesson plan where we showed the kids the national budget. And healthcare, I think it was like 28%, something like that. It was the largest, I believe it was the largest amount. Second was the military, I think. So, you know, there's nothing bigger than healthcare. And it's only going to continue to be bigger and bigger. So that's why when you see like Apple Health and Amazon acquiring PillPack, now they're acquiring other. So it's like in order to grow, and you have to be in the healthcare industry. So you're going to see probably more of these companies, Google, all of the top companies are going to diversify their portfolio and get more into healthcare because it's literally the biggest industry in America.
Yeah.
So it only makes sense.
And they better run. The healthcare industry is ripe for disruption, changes very slowly. So yeah, Google probably jump in the lake mid next year. And also too, like if you're going through a recession, if you're in that industry, people are going to need healthcare services regardless. I mean, look how much money healthcare has made from COVID. Yeah. That's just one use case. And I know people worried about big tech and Big Brother. We gave up all rights for privacy many years ago. So, but I'm sure they'll put out a statement about that, about how they'll protect users' rights and not violating HIPAA laws and stuff like that. Even though some of y'all who work in the hospital will be violating HIPAA laws. But
the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act, HIPAA, it limits how a company can use protected health information. So that includes personal identifiable information, as well as medical history, lab tests, as well as other health data. So there are government protections and regulations that are in place. I'm sure Amazon will abide by, and they'll make a killing inside the healthcare space.
Speaking of Amazon, so their stock slipped a little bit and after hours, in Walmart is getting blamed for it because Walmart's profits are lower because of inflation concerns. So how is Walmart issues with inflation, how is that affecting Amazon?
We're talking e-commerce, right? Yeah. So if you're talking about inflation, you're talking about people not paying, we're talking about food prices going up, we're talking about the amount of fuel prices going up, and it takes fuel to get to these places to spend the money. And we've seen that, right? And we're seeing people, especially like discretionary things, those things are not being bought at the same rate. So people are buying necessities. And so when you see a Walmart go down because they change their forecast for their yearly outlook, then it's going to affect the retail space, right? They're still the largest, right? Amazon will surpass it next year, but they're still the largest. And so if the largest e-commerce business takes a hit, then you're going to see a Costco, you're going to see a Target, you're going to see Amazon, and you're going to see others fall too. One of the things that they've done, trying to combat inflation, is, look, we got to put discounts on prices. But if you put discounts on prices and those things don't sell, then there's going to be a loss. And so they've seen that. And obviously that guidance has gone down. And so we'll see. We'll see how Amazon will report on Thursday. So we'll see how much it's going to affect their stock. Obviously it affected after hours, but we'll see what their earnings report looks like.
Yeah, I would argue they're in two different businesses, serve different client bases. Demographics of who they target are dramatically different. So while they're similar, they're not the same. Homework assignment. Everyone really quick, go to Google and type in the top 10 ways Amazon makes money. Walmart doesn't have a web services business.
Ain't got the number one.
So when you got a big kahuna like that, like, man, there's, you know, like their model is a loss leader model to gain traction and trust. This is why they're able to navigate into the healthcare field so well, because if you know in healthcare, the experience isn't always the best. And if they can put that Amazon Prime like experience on medical, puts a lot of companies on notice. So while spending may go down in Walmart, we may eventually see a slight uptick towards the end of the year towards Amazon for like the Christmas rally. I just think they're in two totally different businesses. Management is better in this era. They've done an amazing job without Bezos being at the helm of the company anymore. I don't think this should have affected their stock price at all, but I understand why it may have in the short term. Amazon is one of my favorites. It's been a stock club pick forever. Please continue to hold for 5 or 10 years.
Please.
What's your long-term outlook for Amazon? 5-year, 10-year outlook? It's currently at $121 right now. What do you think potentially it could potentially get to in 5 years, 10 years?
Are you coming in with the good spicy questions? Okay. call 240. 5 years, 240.
That's conservative.
Easy victory.
Yeah, that's conservative.
Sun don't shine forever.
For everybody that's gonna be disappointed with 240, I already know. That's double. That's 100% in 5 years. Let's say even if it was, let's say hypothetically, even if it was 10 years, that's 100%.
Like
this is kind of stocks. This is the problem with investing. You're looking for unrealistic returns, and you're gonna hurt yourself. You got spoiled in the last couple of years, and you won 100% in 12 months. So you won 100% in 5 months. Yes, you could potentially always get that depending on how you invest, but.
Yep.
Not always like that in investing. And if you can double your money, as opposed to it, you know, losing value because of inflation sitting in a bank account, that's the name of the game. So long-term perspective on things are very, very critical.
Okay.
And they got to ask, do they want a player that's going to get a guaranteed bucket or a player that's going to be like good for game one and games 2 through 7, they're streaky as hell.
Yes.
Yeah. And they just split. Somebody just asked in the chat, is it going to come back down? 25 days ago, it was $103. Like after a split. I mean, 103. And so now we're up at what, 121?
Yep. Before it split, it was at...
Before it got up to, did it get back up to 2600 or 2500? I know
it was out of range for people to even invest in it.
Yeah, it was at 3700 at its peak, and then obviously with the split numbers are now up on the chart, but it pulled back really like 40%, which, you know, it's tough to watch in your portfolio, but when you invested long term in it, you understand this is part of it.
Yeah, hold for the long term. And I know some of you, I talked to some of you via DM. You're like, man, I don't like some of the takes on. Quit trading. Everything I'll say is for long-term investing. If you want trading advice, come to InvestFest. I don't talk long-term. I mean, trading on here for a reason, but come to InvestFest. But don't try and turn everything into a flip, because it's how a lot of people end up losing money. Hold these for a long period of time. And technically, I know I haven't talked about it before, but you should have like a recession account for the stocks you want to buy during a recession that you're just going to pile money into. And you're not going to look at for 10 years and then have your main brokerage account the same way you should have your swing trading and your trading account, day trading account separate from one another. You are going to be upset in 10 years when I come back and be like, hey, I told you so. And you don't want to hear that. You were sick and you're supposed to be humble. That's your problem. You're arrogant, Ian. You changed on the people. How could you? I was worse before. You just didn't know me. Baby
worse.
Boy. Okay. Way worse, right?
Can be.
So
still can be.
As Rashad would say, I'll say this to say, invest in whole long term and quit trying to take my advice and flip them to your homeboys as trading advice. That ain't what I signed you up for. But if you do want trading information, I will have that for you at InvestFest, August 7th.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, backdrop.
Backdrop.
A mic drop. Bag drop.
Bag drop.